DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, March 25th, 2015. He's been seeing her over a year. What should they be talking about on dates? How much should he be spending on her when they go out? Doc has the answers. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
You know, at the year and a half mark with being with a girlfriend, or even a year, you know, when I sit at a date and at a dinner table and she's across from me, I always seem to, like, those first few minutes are always, like, I'm uncomfortable for whatever reason, because I start to think about what should we be talking about at this point in the relationship.
First, order the food. Okay. Get that out of the way. Order the food and drinks. And then start the conversation. Honey, so tell me, what's new? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And let her blab her guts out, and then ask her questions on what she talks about.
Okay. So whatever she wants to talk about.
Yeah, women love to talk.
Yeah.
Trouble is, men don't like to listen to women.
What if it's about those topics that may turn you into a psychologist, like her family or
just
work?
Just don't spend a year on it. Spend 5 minutes.
Got it.
You see that in my style of answering questions. In my writings, is I get right to the point, it's black and white, and a 13-year-old kid can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to do. Get to the point. And if anything negative happens, I'm not going to say to her, I'm a student of Doc Love, and he says I'm not supposed to listen to your negatives. It's not going to be like that. But the point is this, I had a student a year ago. He used to have to sit down for an hour with his date before he even went out. And then by the time they went out, he was depressed.
Exactly.
You're going to be supportive, but you're not going to listen to it for 2 or 3 hours. Or after you break up and you go to her house and you're getting rid of her, you're going to say it's not working out. You know, you'll give her 10 or 15 minutes if she's got a lot of time in. And say, honey, it's not you, it's me. That's your big lie. And just say, I don't want to waste your time because I'm just not in love with you. I was in the beginning, but I'm not anymore. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
get out of there.
No, and since picking up the system, I've definitely been, instead of making my dates with her hangouts, they're more dates where I come in.
Yeah, make them dates, don't hangouts. Now, listen, if you take her out once a week to a great place, you can get a movie and pizza and go home and watch it. That's all right on one night.
Actually,
I don't expect you to go out, twice a week and spend money, but you got to take her out and go do something fun.
She's mentioned that she loves going out, but she also would love to just, sit at home and watch pizza some nights too. So
yeah, well, do that, but have a balance. One of their biggest complaints is we don't go out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just married women. I'm talking about single women.
At that year and a half mark, how much money should you be spending on these special, like, one-a-week kind of dates?
Applebee's. But
okay.
but when she has her birthday, or it's a two-year anniversary or Valentine's Day, kick it up and go to an expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
Or get her tickets to Circus du Soleil. You know, they're around $150.
A lot
that,
of these
that's the type
cocktail,
of deal. See, honey, don't plan anything
bars.
For the day after Valentine's Day, because we're not going out Valentine's Day, but the next day we're going to celebrate it. But if she
exactly.
says, no, I want to celebrate it that day, I said, okay. But the next night we're going out, and I'm going to surprise you. And you got tickets to the circus.
Her favorite restaurants are like the Five Guys Burgers and, kind of Chipotle restaurants. You know, she loves dog and pizza. She loves that kind of stuff, but... if I do that all the time, it'd be boring,
Yeah, you got to change up.